July 14th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, please understand that I call you here to receive my patriarchal blessing, not out of error, but out of love. No authority can dictate or control the generous distribution of graces given here. Each grace comes individually wrapped. Do not be discouraged by any abuse of authority who fears the popularity of the graces given here. I speak here to give you only the truth. I speak to all people and all nations. Your salvation does not depend upon belief in this ministry, but it does depend upon your belief in holy love, which I commanded you to live by in my commandments. The abuse of authority grieves the mournful heart of my Son. He calls all people and all nations to pursue a discerning heart and to realize that holy love stands for the truth. The Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, is only opposed by evil. My children, I call you to salvation. Avoid false obedience, which leads you into obedience of evil lies. With your whole heart, accept my truth, which is holy love. Allow me to bless you with my patriarchal blessing on August 4th. The note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 2, 2 through 4. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, for you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. Come to him, to that living stone, rejected by men, but in God's sight chosen and precious. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.